Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be hosting additional Fueling Your Farm workshops. Fuel experts will cover everything you need to know about diesel, renewable diesel, and biodiesel. These free workshops will cover important topics for the successful operation of diesel equipment from planting through harvest, including recent changes to diesel fuel, best practices for preventing fuel problems, diesel and cold weather, renewable diesel, biodiesel, and biodiesel rebate for farmers. Workshops are scheduled in Minot on January 28th, Carrington on February 15th, Grand Forks on February 16th, Cooperstown on February 16th, Valley City on February 17th, and Mapleton on February 17th. Grab a friend and join us to learn more. Register to attend online today at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Happy to have you along on another winter's day here. Well, we're in the studio today, but we are talking with the good folks at New Seed. Usually we speak with somebody from New Seed once a week or so and talk about sunflowers or canola and things like that. But this time we're talking about New Seed's Carinata with Colleen Shaw, who is New Seed's Marketing and Communications Director for Carinata. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. So this is exciting. Carinata, you had a Carinata announcement earlier this week, and tell us what that was.
Yeah, it's been a really big week for us here at New Seed globally. The BP New Seed Carinata, we had a strategic agreement, and what it will do is it'll see New Seed continue to develop and expand our existing network of growers and channel and supply chain partners to deliver Carinata oil to BP or its affiliates. BP is going to purchase the New Seed Carinata oil and plan to process or sell it into growing global markets to supply sustainable biofuels.
Good deal. Well, let's get into the technicalities of BP. Oil, a traditional oil, a crude oil company that sells gasoline all over, but they sell fuel, and we'll get into the details on that in a little bit. We visit with the New Seed folks here in the U.S. all the time. What's different about New Seed Canada? Are you any different?
Yeah, we've got a great team there that you talk to all the time, and they recently had a very informative sunflower youth seminar. Similar to the U.S., in Canada, New Seed is focused on providing sunflower and canola hybrids. We have a rapidly growing research program in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And here in Calgary, where I'm based, we mostly work across the global business with our colleagues in the U.S., in Australia, Europe, and South America. And we're focused on advancing four core crops, canola, carinata, sorghum, and sunflowers, and new end-use markets like for the biofuels market with carinata.
Yeah. Well, we're all familiar with canola, sunflowers, et cetera, from New Seed. Carinata is something different. The Carinata announcement, what does this mean for New Seed and your new partner, BP?
Well, the strategic agreement that we have with BP, what it'll do is it gives us the ability to continue to develop and expand our existing network of growers and channel and supply chain partners to deliver that Carinata oil to BP or its affiliates. BP is now, it's a 10-year agreement, and they will purchase New Seed Carinata oil, and they'll plan to process or sell it into the growing global markets to supply sustainable biofuels. So it'll really accelerate market adoption of New Seed Carinata.
The oilseed boom around the world has come because of the palm oil shortage, and that palm oil market has really upended all oilseeds. Is that one of the reasons for the venture? Are you moving into something totally new and unique? Because we need more veg oils.
Enabling New Seed to accelerate the expansion of our program to supply certified non-food low-carbon biofuel feedstock is the main reason for New Seed and the BP offtake and market development agreement. It's that increased global demand for biofuels being driven by the need to access sustainable sources of energy, and that's really where we have an advantage to help achieve global greenhouse gas or GHG reduction targets, and that's really the main part of the advantage to Nisi Kiwanata.
Every Fortune 1000 company has been announcing we're going to reduce our, or we're going to go to net zero or reduce our carbon footprint by 2030, 2040, 2050. And I guess this is another avenue, another path to do that. Tell us, what is Carinata? We're not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's Nisi Kiwanata. It's a non-food contract cover crop for low carbon biofuel feedstock. It's an oil seed. It looks a lot like canola. It's currently, our commercial production is primarily in Argentina, and we are expanding our production in South America right now. The introduction will be limited to the southern United States, starting with our R&D trials underway in Texas. It's a cover crop, so it's grown between harvest and next season's planting. So that window primarily dictates where it can be grown.
And some year, maybe in the Dakotas and Minnesota, or do you not ever see that happening?
Right now, Nisi Kiwanata contracts won't be available to growers in your area. Nisi Omega 3 contracts are, and growers in your region can visit Nisi.com for more information on our Omega 3 contracts. But no, Nisi Kiwanata contracts won't be available. It's that window that really dictates where the crop can be grown.
Yeah. In between harvest and planting, we have frozen soils and deep snow, not 50 to 60 degrees.
Here in Calgary as well. But, you know, we're really excited for both contract programs to be in development, as part of our global business. Both are really examples of Nisi developing, you know, new end-use markets and working with growers and industry to supply them. So it's very exciting times here at Nisi.
Good deal. Now, the market for Carinata, is it, you know, we sell by the hundredweight in canola, by the bushel, or 100 weight in other crops. What's the market, or what is Carinata worth?
Yeah, that's so it's just new to the market as a biofuel feedstock. So the that end-use market for Nisi Carinata is for low-carbon biofuels. And it's that certification that quantifies the GHG savings, which are what's of value to that end-use customer. And it's grown on contract, and it's a closed-loop production. It's a value to those end-use customers with carbon reduction targets, as we spoke of. It's a drop-in solution for biofuel processors. And, the vision for it and what we can do what we can help with right now is decarbonizing those challenging transportation sectors, such as aviation.
Mm-hmm. Also, part of the sustainable aviation fuel industry building, no?
Yes, yeah, it can really help out on decarbonizing some of those really hard to decarbonize transportation sectors like aviation.
Yeah, wow. And everybody's concerned about their carbon score. So, well, Carinata oil, how is it different from canola oil or sunflower oil?
Yeah, Nisi Carinata, the oil from it, derived from it, it's different because it's a non-food cover crop. So again, it's grown between primary crops, specifically for low-carbon biofuel. It's independently certified and audited by the Brown Table on Sustainable Biomaterials, or RSB is what it's called. And that certification is specifically for sustainability and greenhouse gas savings. So really a better comparison would be on the value of the GHG savings that Nisi Kiwanata provides. Recently, we had, back in March, the International Civil Aviation Organization, they really recognize Carinata as having similar top GHG savings as waste and used cooking oils. So that would be the better comparison.
I know University of Minnesota Morris has been doing Carinata research for years, and they're learning to grow it here in the Northern Plains. But it's going to be specifically a warmer climate crop for now anyway.
Huh? Well, when we look to grow it, as that cover crop between primary crops as a non-food cover crop, it's really that window that for our production program. Many of the agronomic principles are really similar to growing canola. Our Nisi Kiwanata program is very much focused on rewarding growers for sustainable farming practices, so using manure for natural fertilizer, no-till and other sustainability best practices that are required as part of the production contract. So really the Nisi Carinata program for growers in regions that we contract in, it'll pay for them for both what they grow and how they grow it.
Interesting. All right. Well, all our farmers heard about it first here on Farm Talk, Nuseed Carinata, with Colleen Shaw, Nuseed Marketing and Communications Director for the Nuseed Carinata program. Congrats on all of the big announcement, working together with BP for the next decade. Hey, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks very much, Mick.
Yeah. How's your snow cover up there in Calgary? Are you warm or got a lot of snow and cold?
We're cold and we need more snow.
Everybody up to the west of us, I know Western Dakotas, Montana, Southern Saskatchewan, just dry as and brown as can be. So crazy on this.
No, we would really welcome some more snow.
All righty. Well, we'll send you some if we can.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Colleen, thank you very much for the visit.
Thanks, Nick.
You bet.